Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Konnichiwa. So we are welcoming in the next theme of horror, sci-fi, thriller stories for the podcast. We're welcoming in the next theme, which is Japan. Japan. Have you ever been to Japan?
I haven't. I would like to. Have you?
No, I'd love to. It's one of the places there in like New York and like, you know, some big places in America I'd like to go to. They're high on my list. High on my bucket list.
Oh yeah. All your standard ones, yeah. I mean, I've wanted to go to Japan ever since I first saw the first Pokemon Center, and I think I could go there and then go home happy. But then I also think I'm doing Japan a disservice in only going there to see Pikachu on a big building.
Well, that's one of their big selling points, isn't it, Pokemon?
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I do wonder if we're going to get any Pokemon horror stories. Like, we haven't been through the... all the submissions yet, so there might be a Pokemon one waiting there.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know how the copyright guys would feel about that, but we can closely resemble the pocket monsters.
Yeah, just do what Digimon did.
Yeah. Go Mewkachu.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So we've got to say goodbye to the last theme quickly. I've got to say goodbye to dinosaurs.
Goodbye.
See you later, dinosaurs. We had some great stories there. If you still...
Yeah, it's still a bit raw.
If you're still in the mood for a bit of a dinosaur story, then the new Jurassic Park's out in the cinema. Jurassic World 2. Okay, so we've got 4 incredible stories based around the theme of Japan coming to you. And we've also got an extra bonus story for people on the Patreon feed. We've also got a nice little bonus for people who subscribe via Patreon. We're doing the Ask Us Anything, which is a sort of once every now and again we ask you guys if you've got any questions, if you want to be a writer, maybe you want to know how the words work. Don't ask me that. Maybe you want to be a narrator and you want to know how to project your voice properly or how to record something, or maybe you want to be an editor and you want to do what Carl does and you want to know how to take audio and put it together and, you know, put the music bed on there and make it all sound nice and jazzy and put the sound effects.
Imagine,
yeah. If you've got any questions, you can go over to patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. The pledge from as little as a pound or a dollar. And there you'll get access to all the bonus stuff, and you'll be able to ask us anything. We will answer the question in a nice little video, which I'm putting together pretty soon.
I'm quite excited to see that.
Yeah, me too. I think it'll be good.
Mostly because I like seeing my own face.
Well, yeah. Have you got like the FaceTime camera turned on now?
No, I haven't right now. We're just on audio.
I see. Yeah. But go over to Patreon, sign up, join us, join the family, and help us keep the show going, and get access to all the bonus bits.
And all the episodes before they're released live on the feed.
Exactly, yeah. Should we quickly tell people about what's coming up next, the next three themes after Japan?
Yes, please.
Okay, so coming up, as voted for by you in the Facebook group, we've got London Underground.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it will be good. Followed by Surgery, followed by Victorian England. Someone said that these three stories could be, you can make a story that goes over all three themes, and I'm pretty sure you could quite
easily. Oh, easy.
So it'd be interesting.
Sounds like a good challenge.
If you've got a story idea and you think you might have what it takes to scare people through the medium of audio, and you want to send in a story, you can go over to hawkandcleaver.com/submissions. We're proud to say that we're now able to offer a monetary reward to people whose stories are accepted. It's nothing life-changing, but it is it'll buy you a beer, you know.
I think that's quite an exciting place to be at, because I mean, we don't get paid for doing this. The narrators very kindly donate their time. As writers, we would love to have your work not only featured, but then, like we say, even just a small monetary award. We're a building story studio, and we want to slowly take those steps and make sure that everyone's getting all the recognition they deserve. So, yeah, a beer on us.
Sounds good. I guess what else do we need to tell people?
So submit your stories. An update for anyone who's wondering where the Other Stories print collection 2 is. For those of you who don't know, last year we did a collection of the first year of All the Other Stories in a nice print edition, which is available on Amazon. And at the minute, we're rattling through number 2, and that should be ready to go live in the next couple of weeks. So keep an eye on that. And if you like the stories so much that you want to list, you want to absorb them with more than just your ears, then you can absorb them with your eyes in the print edition. So that's quite exciting. I like doing the print editions.
Yeah, they're nice to have on the shelf as well.
Yeah, and the last one was chunky, and this one's going to be even bigger. So yeah, that's exciting. And we've got a few more people featured in this one as well, which is quite nice. So it's more than myself, you, Ben and Matt, which is glorious.
Yeah. So I've got one last thing that I think we do need to tell people about. It's the Hawk and Readers Club. Like, I know you guys listen to podcasts, obviously, but if you're like us, you also like to read a lot of like horror fiction and thriller fiction, that kind of thing. We're doing like a book club. So a bit like how, what's his name? Richard Madeley and his wife do that book club on Channel 4. So once a month, we put some books out there for you to vote, and then you guys vote, and then we read the book, and then we talk about it, and then what we've done so far, Dan, we've done...
So far we've had Joe Hill's Strange Weather, we did Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, we've done Chuck Wendig's Zeros, Stephen King's The Dark Half, and then I'm forgetting one, which...
Nick Cutter's Little Heaven.
Nick Cutter's Little Heaven. And then this month, as voted for by the people in our Facebook group, was... I haven't forgotten. I was trying to lead you in, but that went well. Adam Neville's The Ritual. So for any fans of the film, or anyone who hasn't yet seen the film but wants to know the story, if you want to join in, just get your copy of The Ritual. We're not sponsoring any books. We're not promoted by anyone. They're just ones that you guys have picked. Just read along with us, and then at the end of each month we all jot down our thoughts and have a good old chin wag on the Facebook group about what we liked, what we didn't, and get voting on the next book.
I have thought what we could do as well is once every 6 months, so Dan, is me and you do a special podcast like this, where not so much like a review of one book, but where we just have a general chat about the like 6 books in one go, talk about our favourites, stuff we liked and stuff we didn't like, and that kind of thing. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We can do that at the end of this month then.
Yeah, sounds good.
I wonder what my favourite would be.
I think mine would be Fahrenheit for nothing.
Save it.
Say nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, it's. I think it's a fun thing to be part of because, I mean, I've not been in the book club before and I'm quite enjoying this because it's good to read along with other people. Reading's a fun thing, but it's also a very isolating thing. And when you're also a writer who is isolated a lot of the time, it's quite nice to share with others. Just put me in a corner with some blankets and I can die in peace.
Well, don't worry, because we're done now. The bandage has been pulled and we can relax and have a cup of tea. So come over to the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/HawkandCleaver. Come join the fun there. Subscribe to the show. Help us over at patreon.com/HawkandCleaver. And if you want to submit a story, go to www.hawkandcleaver.com/submissions.
And if you struggle to remember all of those, links will be in the show notes.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, guys, enjoy Japan. I hear the weather's lovely.
How do you say goodbye in Japan?
Oh, bugger.
Bugger. Bye.
I'm going to think of it. I'm going to edit it to make it look like I've said it right away.
Sayonara.
You're right. Yeah, sayonara, yeah.
How do you say goodbye in Japanese?
Sayonara.
That's so underwhelming.
All right, I'm going to stop recording you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.